Perek Dalad, Mishnah Tes. Achas L'Shloshim Yom, once every 30 days, Misharen Asalishka, the Beis HaMikdash, would set the price of what the wines and the oils and the slussos, the fine flowers, would cost them, you know, what they would purchase for the Nesachim, for the libations, or the Menachos, for the Mincha offerings. Because they would have a chamber, the Lishka, that they would pay for all these things, and they had suppliers that supplied them with all of this merchandise. Right? And we're going to see in the Mishnah that the Beis HaMikdash always had the upper hand. If prices went up, they got the original price. If prices went down, they got even a lower price. So they always had the upper hand, and maybe you'd say they had an unfair advantage, but the truth is that the suppliers were thrilled to be a supplier of the Beis HaMikdash. First of all, it's a huge mitzvah, and second of all, they were a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous buyer. They bought tons and tons and tons of merchandise to provide for, you know, the whole Yerushalayim and people that were coming to the Beis HaMikdash, that they had to buy wine, they had to buy oil, they had to buy all these things. So suppliers of the Beis HaMikdash were thrilled to be a supplier regardless of what the, you know, what the deal was. But this was the deal. The Beis HaMikdash would always get the best price and they would sell it, you know, they'd buy the stuff from the suppliers and sell it to the people that needed to bring various different, you know, ingredients for their karbanos. Kol makabel Allah of the sapik slussos. If a person, you know, a supplier said, I'm going to provide the slussos, the fine flowers, or the wines, or the oils, whatever it is. So let's say it was me'arba. It was four sa'ah, four measurements of four sa'ah to a sa'ah. And then amdu mishalosh. And then the price, you know, went up, and now you can, it was three sa'ah for a sa'ah. So you sapik me'arba. They still have to give four sa'ah for a sa'ah, like the original price that was set. What about the other case, Mishalosh? If you're getting three sa for a sela, the amdu me'arba, and then it went down, you could even get four sa for a sela, yisabek me'arba. They have to give them the cheaper price, four sa for a sela. Shiyad hekdish al hel yona, because hekdish had the upper hand. We don't say that the Beis HaMikdash is going to lose if prices go up or if prices go down, that they shouldn't get the better deal. Rather, the Beis HaMikdash will always get the best deal. Again, suppliers were thrilled to supply it to the Beis HaMikdash because it was such a large buyer. And this way, Beis HaMikdash would get things for the best price and then sell to people that had to bring their karbanos and give them a good price. So therefore, everyone was happy. The im hitzalia solas. What happens if, you know, a fine flour provider sold flour to the Beis HaMikdash? And then the Beis HaMikdash found that there was worms in the flour after they gave it over to the, you know, to the treasurer. So hitliya lo, the worms are to the supplier, meaning he has the achrayas, he has the responsibility, he's obligated to replace that which he sold to the Beis HaMikdash to something good. Vim hichmetz yayin, hichmetz lo. If he was selling wine, the wine became sour, turned into vinegar. Again, it's his obligation to compensate the Beis HaMikdash for new wines. If he doesn't receive his money, meaning the money that he receives from the Beis HaMikdash in place for the merchandise he's providing, is not considered his until the Mizbeach atones, meaning until the Beis HaMikdash takes that which they purchased, they bring it on the Mizbeach as an offering, and the offering goes through. So now they see that the flour they sold had no worms in it. It was a good offering on the Mizbeach. Or the wine, you know, was a good offering on the Mizbeach. It wasn't, you know, sour and turned into vinegar. So now we know the product is a good product. So then, yeah, that's when you'll get paid, and that's when the money will become yours. But until then, the money's not really yours yet, because we have to see that this product is a good product. So, of course, they'd get paid right away, but it wasn't just they could go home and put it in the bank, because they still have to wait that the product follows through and that it's true to their word. The flour was good flour, the wine's good wine. And after it was brought on his back, they knew, okay, fine, great, there's no returns now. Everything went through and it was a good deal. But until it's brought on his back, the Beis HaMikdash could always come back to them and say, hey, we found worms in it, you gotta replace it. So basic. And that wraps up Perek Dalet. Moving right along to the new Perek, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to discuss 15 different roles in the Beis HaMikdash and who these roles were run by. Elu hein hamamunim shahayu b'mikdash. Below will be the 15 different roles in the Beis HaMikdash. Yochanan ben Pinchas. Yochanan, the son of Pinchas, was alachos hamos. We're going to explain this later on in Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, what this is referring to, but chos hamos means signature. So he was in charge of the signatures. Achia al hanesachim. Achia was appointed over the nesachim, the libations. We'll explain also later on in Mishnah Dalet. Matisya ben Shmuel al Hapiyasos. Matisya, the son of Shmuel, was appointed over the piyasos, as the lotteries, meaning they would cast lots for the Kohanim, that who was going to work this week, who was going to work that week, who's going to do this service and that service. Like we'll learn, God willing, when we get to Masechta Yuma. So there was a lottery system, and Matisya ben Shmuel was appointed over it to, you know, to assign the Kohanim for the different, you know, roles that they would do. Pesachya ala Kinin. Pesach was appointed over the Kinin. So Kinin were the carbonos that were brought from different types of birds for either a Zav or a Zava or Yoledes. Zav or Zava are people that have some kind of impure emission from the body. Yoledes is a woman that gives birth that also becomes impure after the birth. So they bring these special birds as carbonos. And it's brought down, and we bring this out in Pirkei Avos, that kinin piskinida hinin gufi halachos, that the kinin, these bird carbonos, you have to be an expert in the laws, and Pesachya was appointed over these specific carbonos. Next one was Pesachya zem Mordechai. So Pesachya, this is Mordechai. They used to call him this is Mordechai Balshon, that came up from the Gullus, and they called him Mordechai Balshon because he was able to be bolel, to mix up many languages. He was an expert in languages. Then why they call him Pesachya? He'd open up closed matters for darshan. He'd expound upon them. He knew 70 languages, meaning he knew how to understand every single person that came to the Beis Hamikdash, regardless of the language that he spoke. He knew all 70 languages, and he was able to speak to every single person that came and help them out with the need that they had. No matter what language they had, there was someone there to understand what they need. So he knew how to open up, you know, closed matters, and he also knew how to speak to people in all different languages. Ben Achia, the son of Achia, al chole ma'ayim, on the illness in the stomach, meaning the Yerushalmi explains that there was this illness in the stomach that was common amongst the Kohanim, because the Kohanim would go barefoot on the marble floor in the Beis HaMikdash, and they'd eat a lot of meat and drink water. And this person was appointed, this Ben Achia was appointed to heal them, to be their special doctor, to keep them healthy and make sure they don't get ill. Nechunya Chofer Shichin. Nechunya, he was the one that was appointed to be involved in the digging of the pits and the different caves to gather water, that there should be water for the people of Yerushalayim and the people that were only regular people that came up to Yerushalayim to bring carbonos from all different cities, the surrounding cities. He knew where to find the waters. He knew what the natures were, you know, the natures of the waters. So he was appointed to make sure that there were wells and pits, all around Yerushalayim for the people in Yerushalayim and the people that are coming to Yerushalayim, that they should have water. Givini was Karoz. He was the announcer. He was appointed to announce every morning that the Kohanim should get up for their service, Levim for their service, the Yisraelim to do what they gotta do. The Kohanim, you know, we're doing this, the actual service. Levim were doing the Shira, the singing. The Yisraelim were doing the Maim, but they were bringing their Karbanos. And once people would hear, V'kivon Shehashem Kola, once they heard his voice, so everyone would come right away to their service. They bring down in the Yerushalmi that Agrifas HaMelech, King Agrifas, was able to hear his voice 8 parsos away, and he used to give, and then he would give a lot of gifts. So he must have had a very, very powerful voice. Ben Gever on the Ilash Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of the closing of the gates, meaning it was his job to make sure that the gates would be closed every evening and the gates would be opened every morning. Ben Bevai Alapakia. Ben Bevai was in charge of preparing the wicks for the menorah. They used to take the old clothing from the Kohanim and make it into wicks. So he was in charge of making the wicks for the menorah. Ben Arza Alatziltzel. Ben Arza was in charge of the tziltzel. Tziltzel was a type of musical instrument that he would hit. He gave like a sign to the Levim to open up with shir and to start singing. And he was appointed al kol klish ashir, all different types of musical instruments. And he'd place everybody in their spots. He was like the orchestrator of the Levim to be in charge of their singing. Hugras ben Levi al ashir. Hugras ben Levi was in charge of the actual singing. He had a beautiful voice. He also was able to put his finger in his mouth and make all different types of sounds from his mouth. So he was in charge of the actual singing of for the Leviim. Beis Garmu, the family of Garmu, al Maisa Lechem Apanim, they were in charge of baking the Lechem Apanim, the showbreads. They used to make Lechem Apanim like it was in the shape of like an open box. And they knew how to make it in a way that when they took it out of the oven, it didn't break, and that it didn't get moldy. It was a special way to make the Lechem Apanim. So the family of Garmu were in charge of that. Beis Avtinas al Maisa Ktores, the family of Avtinas were the experts in making the Ktores. Yerushalayim explains that they knew exactly how to make this incense. They knew there was a certain type of asaf, a certain type of grass, which was called Ma'ala Ashan, which means pillar of smoke. And this pillar of smoke, you know, when they made the Ktores, it would burn straight up like a stick to hit the ceiling. Then it would fold along the walls. It was a special type of process to make the Ktores. So this family was the experts in making the Ktores. Elazar al Paroches. Elazar was appointed on weaving the Paroches, the new ones, and to make the embroidery on them for the Heichal and for the gates, and to guard the old ones. And lastly, Pinchas al Malbush. Pinchas was in charge of clothing the Kohanim with their big day kahuna for their services, and to put away their clothing after their services. And he was also involved in preparing the new clothing for the Kohanim. So here are the 15 different jobs, the big jobs in the Beis Hamikdash with the people that were in charge. And that wraps up the first Mishnah of Perek Hey, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph.